Lessons in Attachment is the podcast where I am talking openly and honestly about some of the key challenges so many of us face in love, dating and relationships, especially when we relate to having an anxious and or avoidant attachment style. I'm Carly Ann, I'm a somatic practitioner with a focus on attachment and self-esteem. Driven by my own journey of doing the inner work on healing the past and becoming more secure, this podcast is where you will find top healing tips, other people's lessons in love, and a community of people just like you and just like me that are determined to break the cycle of insecure attachment. I truly believe that everyone deserves a healthy love in their lifetime. Hello and welcome back to Lessons in Attachment. I am your host here, Carly Ann, and I've got a really special episode lined up for you today. We're going to be really diving into self-esteem, anxious attachment, the power of some of the interventions that are out there, the power of looking at things in a different way so that you can ultimately feel more secure, so that you can ultimately get in touch with who you truly are rather than getting lost in that lens of I'm not good enough, that lens of everything's terrible, that lens of nothing works out for me. So get cozy, get ready, let's raise those vibrations. And let's dive in. I do want to say a couple of things first. Firstly, it might sound a bit tinny in here. I'm in our spare room and we have recently decluttered, taken everything out. We've even got rid of the bed in here and it just sounds more echoey. So hopefully I haven't just brought that to your attention if you hadn't noticed. But let's just name that. It's worth me saying at this point that self-worth, it shows up a lot in my world, in my day job where I'm a trainee psychotherapist. Anxiety and depression is the presentations that I see each and every day with my clients. And quite often behind that is difficulties with self-esteem, difficulties with knowing your worth. And in my business, in this world where, you know, on this podcast, so many of the people that listen here, so many of people that I work with or that follow me on Instagram that are in the membership, they want to improve their self-esteem. It comes up time and time again. So if you're on this journey as well, it is safe to say you're definitely not on your own. If when listening to this, you decide that you want to take another step, and obviously it really depends on what it is that you're looking for, what it is that you're going through at the moment. But in the description, you will find a link to a free workshop that's actually on self-esteem that myself and my co-host Caitlin ran just yesterday. So that was Saturday the 23rd, depending obviously on when you're listening to this. And that is all about boosting your self-esteem and your confidence. There's also a link to the Attachment Recovery Gym, which currently has a theme on self-esteem. It has workshops, resources, guidance. Each month has a different theme that is related to difficulties that people with anxious attachment face time and time again. And you're also going to find a link to working with me one-to-one if you want that more one-to-one mentoring and coaching. Now, I only have a few spaces left for this spring. So if you want to work with me April to June, obviously it's the end of March. So be quick with that one. Now, I want to talk to those of you that get stuck in a mood of low self-worth, whether that is a feeling that overwhelms you, that floods your body after one trigger, someone not texting back, a comment that you're a bit unsure about, something triggers that uncertainty in you, or something confirms something that you already believe about yourself. I knew I wasn't good enough. I know that I make mistakes, and this now just proves that. So we get stuck in those kind of situations and it overwhelms us with the thoughts that we have, the emotions that we have, and then, of course, what we do as a result. Now, depending on if we truly believe in this moment, I am unworthy, or if we feel like I'm almost looking unworthy, if this happens, then it means that I'm unworthy. If this person does reject me, then that will be the outcome. Or I've been rejected and there's my proof. It's going to depend on how we then behave. Yeah, or how we behave is going to depend on that. The key point there is how we feel and how we think. It impacts what we do. It impacts the decisions we make, how we then show up, whether we stick to our plans that day, whether we cancel them all completely, whether we're able to function, whether we start checking our phone more, what we're thinking and believing about ourselves and feeling in that moment has a direct link to what we then do. And I think that's a really, really key point to just mention here. Now, something that really flipped the switch for me was when I began to question my thoughts and feelings about not being good enough or that good things don't happen for me. When I started to even just consider that I was so much more than the stories in my mind or the failed relationships so far, and believe me, there was many of them, it was then that things started to shift. I was able to start my business. I discovered who I was, hobbies, and it led me to like where I am now, the things that I enjoy, the things that I don't enjoy, knowing my boundaries. And, you know, literally speaking about where I am now, which is currently expecting a baby with someone who is incredible, it's something that I really didn't know if it was going to happen for me, or I really didn't believe it at times. So when I look at where I am now and I look at all of the things that I had to do to change how I was living, change how I was showing up, change how I was feeling about myself, now I'm like, okay, it was worth it. So if you are in that place where you're on the bathroom floor, you're unsure if this is working, you keep repeating the same old patterns, really don't give up, okay? Don't give up. I want to set the stage for you. I want to bring in a client that I recently had, Gemma. I will call her Gemma, it's not her name. And she does know, just give me full permission to share this because she's actually really passionate about other people being able to shift and change as well. So Gemma came to me with a list of struggles, the surface issues that many of us can relate to. I'm just going to say, if you can hear a noise in the background, that is the hairdryer. And we're just going to go with it because I really need to record this. We're going out in like 20 minutes. And yeah, I'm in the vibration to share this with you. So we're going to keep going. So yeah, she came to me with these surface issues that so many of you probably can relate to. And I know that I could as well. She was in this really like vicious cycle of negative thoughts, of beating herself up, of acting out of character, feeling really overwhelmed by anxiety. Now, the things that she was describing is that she was feeling anxious. She was really struggling to cope in the moment, you know, the self-soothing. And she was really losing like her sense of, she'd lost her sense of self is actually what she said. She'd seen herself losing it. And she'd got to this point where she just realized whenever I like someone, whenever I'm in a situation of romantically being attracted to another person, I lose myself in so many different ways. And I've got no doubt that that sounds familiar to so many of you, because when you have an anxious attachment, when you are in relationship with someone else, you tend to come out of relationship with yourself. So I guess my question is there is, can you relate to that? Does that make sense to you when I say that? And here's another thing that I know many of you will be like, yeah, that's me. Gemma had been in therapy. It's hard to use a false name. Gemma had been in therapy for years. Okay. She wasn't a stranger to a lot of the concepts that she and I were talking about in our sessions. But despite all of these insights, she kept seeing herself in that vicious cycle that I was talking about. And there was one particular belief that kept coming up in our sessions. So in the way that I work, there's always exercise, not always, but most of the time there's exercises to do between our sessions. You know, that practice is really, really key. And you get really valuable information from those exercises. And what kept coming up in our sessions and as a result of these exercises was, but I'm not worthy. This belief just coming through, even though she had actually done a lot of work, there was something coming through. There was part of her now that was able to be like, I don't fully believe that, which is always a good thing. If you've got that, I don't fully believe that, that's a really, really good thing. If you haven't got that, you can still absolutely change. There's no doubt, like that's where we tend to start, right? But it's just meant that all of that therapy she'd done so far had got her to a really good place for us to be able to work together. So that belief of not being worthy, it had been on her journey of her whole life. It was the lens through which she was seeing so much of her day-to-day life. It was completely the lens through which she was looking at herself, looking at relationships, looking at herself at work. It was showing up in all different areas. I think that's quite key to say here. You know, this is lessons in attachment. We talk a lot about romantic relationships, but these things can show up in all different areas of our lives. You know, with Gemma, if she went through an ending, it meant she was unworthy. She didn't get that promotion at work. She was unworthy. She didn't get up and go to the gym class. It meant she was unworthy. She missed the bus. It meant she was unworthy. Every detail, everything that could bring up this view of her whole self. And this is the thing, right? When we have low self-esteem, low self-worth, and it plays into our attachments, it tends to be that this is how we see ourselves as a whole. This is our whole vision of ourselves. I am not enough. And everything must fit around that. And that is what doesn't work. These kind of beliefs, they're so deeply ingrained. They have a way of really influencing everything about our days. And just take a moment to think about what that means. If we're walking around with this sticker on our head that says, I am not worthy, what do you think that that does to our energy? What do you think that does to our mood? How do you think that influences us when it comes to meeting our goals and moving forward, moving towards where we want to be, if we even know where that is? Gemma and I, we really got to work together with this. Like, so this was over the course of 10 sessions that I'm talking about right now. And head first, we went into looking at what is maintaining this anxiety, what is keeping it going, because you know these things. So it's literally mapping it out together. Okay, so there is this trigger, and then you have this thought, and then this. We mapped it out together to really see what was maintaining it. What was the difficulty in being able to self-soothe because she'd lost herself so much in that moment? What is it that keeps it going? And that's really difficult when you know that what you're doing isn't helpful. When you know that you're chasing someone that isn't respecting you, you're acting out of character, but there is something in there that's maintaining this. We looked at her thoughts. We challenged some of her thoughts. We worked through a really tough memory that was actually always coming up for Gemma, especially when it came to not wanting to experience rejection. And I think that's a really key thing. Is there any memories that are getting triggered each time? Are you viewing yourself in a certain way, or expecting other people to view yourself in a certain way as a result of this kind of one critical incident that's happened in your life? Might be a complete mixture, but sometimes that's something that can come up. And that's really what we saw here. And what I'm hoping from this episode is that it just kind of gets you reflecting a little bit, just kind of gets you thinking, is there a memory? Is there an image? Is there a specific thought that keeps coming up or getting in my way? Because that's such valuable, valuable information for you. I love this idea of experimenting. You'll hear me talk about this all the time. In order to get you from where you are to where you want to be, you need to be experimenting. It's not just a case of, oh, I don't know if I like that. I don't know if I want to do that. We've got to go out there and we've got to see, well, do I like that? Do I not like that? Is that thought true? Does that fear like have any legs? We've got to find out, can I cope better than I expect? And experimenting is such a good way to do that. And the benefit of experimenting is it can challenge a belief that we have. And that is just, well, I mean, that's amazing, right? We want to be able to challenge our thoughts. And sometimes sitting down and writing it out, it doesn't always work. So being able to go out and actively challenge our thoughts and see, it's like me starting my business. Oh, I just don't think I can do it. I don't think anyone's going to want to work with me. What if I'm not good enough? What if everyone's better? Well, how do I find out? You put it into action, and guess what I found out? I found out that I work bloody well with people. I can absolutely do it, and people love working with me. So how did I find that out? I could have written that down. Would I have believed it without seeing it? That's the question, right? That is the question. So we experimented and we reclaimed parts of Gemma that she'd lost, some that she had never found again. This was a case of really digging deep and discovering parts of her that she just didn't even know were there. And some was reclaiming it after relationship difficulties that she'd experienced of like losing herself, as I was saying. Many people lose themselves when they're in relationship with others when they like people. You know, that's what I was saying. And we really started breaking down Gemma's sense of self and really seeing what is important to her. Like, what is important to her? Who is she? What kind of relationship does she actually desire? Where has she been out of alignment? And Gemma was actually recently in a new relationship. So this was amazing to really be able to look at, because things were active right now. So these basic things for people with insecure attachment, often anxious, they're basic things that people don't know. What is it that you love? What is it that you don't like? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? Because this is not about, let me tell you, this is not about being perfect. When we are building you up and moving you in the direction of who you want to be, this is not about saying, right, well, I'm perfect and I can do everything right. It's about saying there's some things I'm good at, there's some things I'm not. Some people are better at this than me, I'm better at this. It's this balance and being okay with that. We don't have to be brilliant at everything to be good enough. And that's sometimes something that we're missing, is that knowledge that being good enough, having a healthy, worthy view of yourself isn't going to be one that says that I must love every single part of me and I must always be happy. That's not what this is about. And I think when we can get that, we can move forward. So this was about looking at the things that Gemma loved. This is about the things that she hated. I know some people hate that word. I used it again. Her hobbies, her quirks, what she wants in her relationships, you name it. It was like piecing together a puzzle, one piece at a time. And listen, I mean, we had 10 sessions. It wasn't over 10 weeks. It was over, I don't know, let's say like 15 weeks, something like that. So there was lots of times to implement and things like that. So really that time to experiment, and you can see good change in that time for sure. And like I was saying, it's not about never feeling insecure again. Of course, Gemma came to sessions feeling really insecure at times, but it was about how do we move forward with a meaningful life, feeling as content as possible, despite this, with this all going on, with our fears, with our insecurity. And guess what happened then? We tend to feel less insecure. We tend to worry less. We really started to discover something amazing with Gemma as she started to feel like things were more meaningful, as she did actually start to self-soothe, because we did do a lot of the strategy work as well, as in coping strategies. Gemma began to see herself in like a whole new light. She realized, and I really remember this moment so key, of us two sat there, and it was like a moment that we had, when she realized that she is more than just her insecurities. And this is what I want you to know as well. If you take anything, take that you are more than your insecurities. You are more than your insecure attachment. You are more than relationship difficulties or mistakes that you've made. There is so much more to you. Yeah, you have passions, preferences, quirks, things that make you uniquely you, and you don't need to hide them. Here's where it gets real, okay? Breaking free from old patterns, it's not a walk in the park. I'm not here to pretend it is. I've never done that and I never will. It can be messy. It can be uncomfortable. It requires a lot of courage, action. Gemma had to confront some real deep fears. She put herself in some anxiety-inducing situations in order to see the change. You can probably tell that Gemma was really in a place where she was like, okay, Carly, let's do this, okay? So let me tell you, though, that it just wasn't this straight line. It didn't just go super smoothly and it was amazing. We had to put our heads together. There were moments of frustration, moments of doubt, moments when Gemma wanted to probably say, it's not working, I'm done, call it quits. But she never did that. And you know, one of my things is, let's not give up on ourselves. If we have another anxious episode, if we see ourselves repeat a pattern, let's get up, let's go again. And she really leaned into that. And I love that. And you know what? It was worth it. Gemma was able to embrace her whole self, really start to see, okay, so actually, I can't get on board. I feel really insecure in this area, and I'm not going to love that about myself. There is ways to meet that with compassion, being compassionate to very obsessed with compassion-focused therapy. Being compassionate towards yourself doesn't mean that you just have to, it's all airy-fairy and everything's fine. If I don't stick to my goals, if I don't move forward, then it's fine because I'll just be compassionate to myself. That's not what this is about, okay? But she was on this journey to empower herself, to stop seeking external validation in order to feel worthy, to stop giving all of herself to someone else when she knew that she didn't need to. This person didn't want that for her. She knew that her worthiness wasn't up for debate anymore. And if they had a conflict, if something didn't go to plan, she started to know that's okay. There is so much more to me than that conflict that we had or that bit of anxiety, because there's the whole week we had that was actually incredible. There's the fact of how we, you know, we made up and I was able to communicate what went on for me. So it's, The key thing here is you're so much more than these insecurities. You will need to sit back and kind of figure out, well, who am I? What is it that I want? What direction is it that I want to go in? And if there's something that Gemma's journey can teach us, it is that. It is that you are more than your doubts. It is that you're more than past mistakes. You're more than that person that doesn't want to be with you. You're more than that person that you can't stop thinking about. You're more than that action of constantly checking your phone. You are more than that. So embrace your whole self, messy parts, imperfect parts, the parts you've been conditioned to hide. This is where a lot of inner child work comes in. A lot of people love to do inner child work, and I can completely understand that. So I love to give that time to my clients. And I think that those parts where we've been conditioned to hide, those parts where we get really, really lose ourselves, I think that can be really powerful for that. And it's only when we start to embrace all parts of us that we actually do start to let go. And that leads into self-acceptance. And hey, we want that self-acceptance, right? And I guess where Gemma was and where she was with wanting to share her story is, if I can do it, so can you. It is that classic thing, because Gemma, like me, was in a place of, I don't know if this is going to work for me. I feel like I've tried everything. And she's still on the journey. I'm still on the journey. You're on the journey. And it's us figuring this out together. But the good thing is there is a lot of guidance out there. Now, like I said, if you go to the description in my bio, if you want to take it further, then you can absolutely do that today. But what I want for you is just to take a moment. Why don't you think about, okay, with this information, how can I move forward? How can I take this forward? What change do I desire? What's important to me? How can I take this information forward? We don't just want to learn it. We don't just want to just take it in and take some notes and then not take any action. If this has shifted anything in you today, that's incredible. How can you use that information to move towards where you truly want to go? Please do the downloading, the subscribing. I would absolutely love it on the podcast. And if you could leave a review, I know it's effort. Trust me, I know it's effort. But these things, they help the podcast to reach people like you, people like me. And also, I just really want the podcast to grow. It's so good. And I just want it to get in front of more people. It does so, so well, but it's got so far to go at the same time. So I'd be really, really appreciative of that. I will be back here again soon. I hope you got some gems from this episode. I'm Carly Ann. I'm helping people move from insecure to secure. And I'm honored that you have listened to this whole episode.